Last night at the Gridiron Dinner here in Washington, President Bush poked fun at his efforts to revamp Social Security. "We have to fix it or Rumsfeld may never retire," he quipped. Social Security is proving to be a tough sell for the president, even within his own party. He's had more success with his bankruptcy bill, which passed the Senate and now goes to the House. Joining me to discuss these and other political issues is Doyle McManus, Washington Bureau Chief of the Los Angeles Times. Good morning, Doyle.
Good morning, Sheila.
There was an Associated Press poll that found just 37% approving of the president's approach to Social Security, and yet a majority approve his handling of terrorism and foreign policy. What's the difference in the way these issues play?
Well, what has really struck me as interesting, Sheila, looking at this issue is that the same president who could move the public on the issue of Iraq and terrorism 2 years ago is finding the same public very resistant to his salesmanship on Social Security. I think the answer is really quite simple. Americans give the benefit of the doubt to their president, their commander-in-chief, on issues of foreign policy and defense. But when you go out and talk to Americans about Social Security, a program they know very well, about their retirement pensions, they think they know every bit as much as the president. There's no classified information that he is working on. And most strikingly, the president has tried to tell people 55 years of age and older that they shouldn't worry about his proposals, that it's not going to touch their benefits. But if you look at the numbers, those folks 55 years of age and older are as worried or more worried than other parts of the population.
Now, the bankruptcy bill passed the Senate with little problem, despite some very fiery rhetoric from the Democrats. Was this bankruptcy bill a big win for the president?
Well, it was certainly a good, solid win, but let's remember the bankruptcy bill isn't a core part of George W. Bush's agenda. It's not like tax cuts or Social Security. It's a core part of the Republican congressional agenda and of the business community's agenda. But I think that experience was, in a way, the mirror image of the Social Security debate.
What, in what way?
In this sense. On Social Security, there are moderate Republicans who are beginning to move away from the president's original proposal, and the president is now trying to shore that up. So he's party discipline, in a sense, is his problem on Social Security. On bankruptcy, it was the flip side. And the Democrats had a problem with party discipline. You had every Republican in the Senate voting for that proposal, plus 18 Democrats. So the lesson is very simple. If you can hold your party together and get a few of the others, this is politics 101, you're going to look successful.
Was it primarily the president or the business community holding the party, the GOP, together?
It was clearly the business community, and it was also the business community that got those Democrats to come over and vote that way. It was also a more technical issue than Social Security. There was not a huge grassroots resistance to that bill being passed.
Let's look overseas. The Bush administration changed its stance on Iran this week. It's agreeing to support the European plan of offering incentives to Iran for dismantling its nuclear program. What was the role of Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice in this?
Well, this issue really is the first test, I think, of what Secretary Rice said when she got confirmed, which was the time for diplomacy is now. You remember about a month ago, she went to Europe on her first trip as Secretary of State, and it turns out what she was doing was, in a sense, the advance work for this change in policy. The Europeans want desperately to do diplomacy with Iran. They want desperately to give Iran economic incentives, positive reasons, to stop its nuclear program. Initially, the administration was against that, thought positive incentives were a bad idea. Condoleezza Rice and the Europeans came back, turned the administration around on that. The president has now fully endorsed that approach. Here's the trick, though. What we don't know is how much time the president is willing to give this. And in a lot of ways, this is reminiscent of the experience on Iraq, where the administration gave the UN process and the inspectors time to try and negotiate a settlement there, and then eventually blew the whistle and said, time's up. In this case, we don't know how long the time is going to be allowed to run.
And we're just a few days into this new position, but how does it seem to be flying?
Well, there are a couple of problems here. One is we have still some divergences underneath between the administration and the Europeans, and the other is the Iranians are not playing ball. The Iranians are saying what has been offered them so far, membership in the World Trade Organization, if they meet all the other criteria for that, is, in their view, small potatoes. So there's not a nice guy on the other end of this process.
And finally, Switching again, Karen Hughes. She was one of President Bush's really close advisors the first few years of his term. She's heading back to Washington. The president plans to nominate her as Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs. That's a job of promoting America's image abroad, especially in the Arab world. Is this nomination a surprise?
It is a surprise, and boy, this is the best inside baseball Washington story of the week, because remember, in the first term, Karen Hughes, along with Karl Rove, was one of President Bush's closest and most powerful aides. Now she's being put in what is technically a third-level job in the State Department to, as you say, put together a program promoting the American image abroad, and a very important initiative that's been dead in the water. But the real question is, will she end up being every bit as powerful across the board as she was in the first term?
And what do you think?
I don't think there's any way that George W. Bush, if his domestic agenda is in trouble or anything else is in trouble, will be able to resist the temptation to call his old friend Karen Hughes to come down the street from the State Department and help him out.
Doyle McManus is the Washington Bureau Chief of the Los Angeles Times. Thanks, Doyle.
Thanks, Sheila.